Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget all the things you can do there on my site. Check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I'm excited about having Shelley Brady on the show, ladies and gentlemen. I've been telling you about her, that she's going to be on the show now for several days. And she is the author of a book called 10 Things I Learned from Bill Porter. She's a wife. She's a mother. And she has a lot of credentials, but I'll tell you, folks, the one I think that I'm the proudest of for her, and I think she probably is too, other than maybe being a mother, and that is that she played a very important part in helping to develop one of the most impressive, inspirational stories that I've ever known in my life, and that's the story of Bill Porter. She helped him along in his life, and he helped her along in her life, and she's our new friend. Shelley Brady, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, hi, Shelley. It's good to have you on the show. And congratulations on your book, 10 Things I Learned from Bill Porter. It's really a wonderful book.
Thank you. It's like you said, one of my greatest joys in life, next to my family, has been knowing the great and wonderful Mr. Bill Porter.
And folks, just in case you didn't hear earlier, and in case you're thinking that, wait a minute, I know what that, where did I hear that name before? If you've seen the movie Door to Door, about the guy who had cerebral palsy but didn't let it get him down, and he became an award-winning salesman for not just years but for decades for the Watkins Company, then it's that Bill Porter, the one that William H. Macy played in the television, the made for television movie that's now available on CD, I think, and maybe and a video. Well, this is Shelley Brady that was the lady that was portrayed. What was the actress's name that played you in that movie?
Kira Sedgwick played me, and
yeah.
She just did a great job. She's such a great gal, and she just did a great job. She played me in the movie, and I've been working for Bill for 24 years. I've
wow.
known him since 1980, so
wow.
certainly I feel like I've grown up with my friend Bill as well.
You know, one of the reasons, Shelley, perhaps the Bill story really struck a note with me is, see, I grew up I was a little kid in the 50s. And lived in a neighborhood in those days, and the Watkins guys would come around and call on us. I mean, they were part of our neighborhood. I mean, I remember Bill's counterparts in my part of the world. I remember them being coming by, and they would, you know, they'd walk by and knock on the door, and we'd buy stuff from them. Vanilla extract. I remember one of the things my mother's probably still got a bottle of Watkins vanilla extract.
I'm sure, you know, for somebody that says, well, what's Watkins? If they don't know about Watkins, then ask their grandma or their aunt or someone,
yeah.
because they've been around since 1868. And in a nutshell, just in case there's someone out there that still doesn't know who Bill Porter is, I always like to tell people, just in a nutshell, here's this guy that was born in 1932, and he was born with cerebral palsy. In the 1950s, after he graduated from high school, he wanted to work, and he was told by the state of Oregon that he was unemployable and he should stay home, collect welfare.
Now, what were his disabilities?
Well, he, you know, with his cerebral palsy, it's very difficult for him to communicate. It's hard to understand him. He has a speech impediment. Also, the whole right side of his body is affected by it. He's unable to use his right hand to button his shirt or tie his shoes, or it's real difficult for him to use it. And he has limited use of his left hand.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to walk. He feels like he is fortunate because there's so many degrees of cerebral palsy. You can be
right.
just very mildly affected, or you can be severely affected.
Totally debilitated.
Exactly. Yeah. He's sort of middle ground, and he's grateful for what he can do. He is able to walk, but you know, as I said, the state of Oregon said, you're unemployable, stay home, collect welfare. He said, no way, and as you mentioned, he went on to work for the Watkins Company and not just be an ordinary salesperson or even a great one. He became their number one door-to-door salesman, broke all kinds of company records.
Yep.
And this from a
starting in a territory that was a bad territory, too, as
exactly.
I remember.
Exactly. Exactly.
This he said, give me, when they wouldn't give him a job, he said, give me your worst territory and I'll turn it around.
And that's what he did.
Wow. You know, folks, I sometimes, like a lot of people, I guess, maybe you out there have done this. You tend to droop yourself, allow yourself to droop into a little pity party. Well, if you ever do that, you know, think about Bill Porter. Think about the story of Bill Porter, and you'll be a little bit ashamed of yourself. I know that Bill has shamed me without knowing it, Shelley. Bill has shamed me a few times since I've known about him. And the lady who helped him accomplish a lot of what he accomplished over the last 24 years is with us right now, Shelley Brady, the author of 10 Things I Learned from Bill Porter. We're going to learn about some of those things right after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us. We're back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we've got Howard Ruff, Rob Jealous, Nell Morlino, and Joe John Duran. And I'll tell you more about them a little bit later on as we move on into the next show. We're visiting now with Shelley Brady, ladies and gentlemen. She's the lady who is the assistant to Bill Porter, the guy that became even more famous through the movie Door to Door. She's the author of the book, the New York Times bestseller, I should say, 10 Things I Learned from Bill Porter, the inspiring true story of a door-to-door salesman who changed lives. Shelley, one of the things that in reading the book and in watching the movie, the movie did a great job. And I think you believe this. They did a great job when they had to aggregate a multiple decade career in life into 2 hours. They had to use the Hollywood license that they often do. But you were pretty pleased with the way that they captured Bill's spirit and your relationship with him.
They just absolutely captured his heart and his spirit, and certainly his inspiring message of hope and courage. And we're so proud of the movie, and as you said, they did try to capture half a century of Bill, you know, that encompassed Bill's life. And I had some comments from some of the people from United Cerebral Palsy mentioned that they felt that both the movie and the book captured the disability awareness movement that has taken place in this country over the past half century.
Right.
We said we've come a long way, but we still have a ways to go. But it's great to make people aware and to see that we can all make a difference. We can all change the world. If Bill Porter can do it, certainly any of us can.
Well, and the thing about it is, folks, when you realize that plenty of able-bodied people had already worked that territory that Bill entered the very first time when he first went to work for Watkins, plenty of able-bodied people had tried to conquer that territory and hadn't done it. And here comes along this guy who's crippled and who has a speech impediment and all these things working against him, and he managed to do it. So the human spirit is an amazing, amazing thing. And if you want to see it in person, if you want to see it, you know, as it works, you know, contemplate or find out more about Bill Porter. And you can do that in Shelley's book. Shelley, and by the way, the book is published. Folks, you know Mark Allen, who is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of New World Library. That's the publisher of Shelley's book. Shelley, they know that Mark Allen and his folks very well. What is it about Bill's heart that you want us to know?
Well, there's so many things. You know, when you know someone for 24 years and someone like Bill, I have to say I've learned so many things from him, and you know, but you have to put a title on a book, so we went with 10. But some of the things I would just love to share, two things jump out at me. First is that there are no obstacles, and that was one of the titles I sort of played with in wanting to name the book. The first time that Bill and I were ever asked to give a presentation to a business, the owner of the company said, I want the title of this to be Overcoming Obstacles, the Bill Porter Story. And I got my paper and my pen in hand, and I called Bill on the phone, and I said, Bill, I need you to tell me all your obstacles. And he said, I don't have any obstacles, Shelley.
What's the matter with you? Haven't you learned anything from me so far?
Exactly. I was like, listen, Bill, you're going to have to work with me here. I got a one-hour talk to give. But that's just truly how Bill looks at life. And the other thing that jumps out at me is that he is the sort of person that follows his passion. And so one of the things I put in the book was, first chapter, in fact, is follow your passion. And the first time that Bill and I ever traveled out of the country was just a great example of this particular chapter, follow your passion. We were headed to Canada. We had done some traveling in the United States. This is before 9/11. Bill has never driven a car. He did not have picture ID. Back then, it wasn't a problem in the United States. Mm-hmm. But going to Canada was a huge problem. They wouldn't let us on the plane.
Wow.
We had 3 hours before the next flight left. We rushed home to find the two pieces of paper ID that we needed to take him down to get him his picture ID at the Department of Motor Vehicles. Finally came up with a notarized baptismal certificate after searching through every drawer and cupboard and closet. Got down there, only had one piece of paper. I'd stuffed a bunch of bills in a bag and got up to the counter. I burst into tears. This is Bill. We're supposed to be in Canada. The woman said, oh, honey, I read about you in the newspaper. You come back here. It's okay that you just have the one piece. She's taken his picture. I'm standing in the corner, wiping the sweat off my brow, trying not to pass out from exhaustion, and I turn around, and Bill is selling her a can of cinnamon.
Unbelievable.
So, this is following your passion. This is staying focused on your dreams. There's so many more things. I could go on.
He's my hero. Well, you know, as a professional salesman most of my life, wow.
Yeah.
What a great selling her cinnamon.
Did he have... Go ahead.
Well, you know, what he should do from now on is just carry the movie around with him. Just hold the box for the CD up or for the VCR.
Exactly.
This
exactly.
is me.
Well, unfortunately, because of the movie and the book and his website, which is a simple one, BillPorter.com,
right.
People all over the country now, you know, they know who he is, and he sells a few cans of cinnamon and vanilla.
So he still sells Watkins products, huh?
He sure does.
I'll be darned. Sure does he have a territory?
You know, what happened in 1997, I know, you know, there was a, you know, here we went along our lives. I've known Bill since 1980, worked for him for 15 years, and people always say, has the movie and the book changed your lives? And I say, you know what, yes and no. I mean, really, the things that are important are absolutely the same. You know, I you know, if none of this had happened, I'd still be working for him, and the fact is, I still do. I still grocery shop and
right.
and do all these things, but in 1995, there was a newspaper article. In 97, that snowballed. 2020 got a hold of his story. That got
right.
the largest viewer response in the history of 2020.
I believe it. It's a great story, folks. Anybody who will sell cinnamon in that situation is my hero. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Tintail will be right back with Shelley Brady, also a very inspirational person herself, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of 10 Things I Learned from Bill Porter, wherever books are sold. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ladies and gentlemen, occasionally there are people who come along in life and who seem to have a lot of things against them, working against them. But they're human, the human spirit. You've heard me talk about the human spirit before on this show. And, you know, that's the thing that, and by the way, folks, Shelley Brady is still with us. She's the author of 10 Things I Learned from Bill Porter. And Shelley, I've told my audience that I think, you know, that the human spirit is the most incredible thing, that it's the, you know, it's the energy that drives our protoplasm around. And Bill's protoplasm isn't so good. I know he's had some difficulties, but his spirit, he's got like the spirit of a Hercules. And he's a blessing in the lives of many, many people, and you are too, for being a good friend to him and to be such a helpmate for him. And I want to thank you on behalf of people who benefit from the inspiration that is Bill Porter. I don't think he'd be where he is today without you. And on behalf of all of us, we want to thank you for that.
Well, that's so kind of you, and I thank you. And I have to say, I certainly feel mutually, we feel mutually blessed. You know, we are so grateful, me and my husband and our six children, to have Bill as a part of our lives. And I know he's fortunate and happy that we've adopted him as a friend and a grandpa kind of to the kids. But, you know, when you talk about the human spirit, one of the things that just kept jumping in my mind was, and again, it's one of the chapters in the book, Know Your Limits and Reach Beyond Them. And I just love to tell a little story about Bill. you know, with this kind of tenacity and determination and this inner will that Bill Porter has, you would think, if you know, just imagine, and he loves sports. He, you know, we got the Olympics coming up.
Yeah.
This guy lives for sports. And if you could imagine, had he not been born with cerebral palsy, we'd probably be watching him on the Olympics. You know,
right.
This is the kind of guy that he is. And, you know, when he went to high school, he couldn't play because of his cerebral palsy.
Right.
There are limitations that we have in life, and sometimes they're very real, but we have to reach beyond them. Bill was in high school. He couldn't play, but he wanted to be involved. He went up to the coach, and he said, "Coach, can I be the water boy?"
Wow.
And the coach said, "Fine." So he handed out water and towels, and pretty soon he started keeping the stats on a little piece of paper. It's very difficult for him to write.
Right.
He would go home, and he would stay up half the night typing them up with one finger.
Wow.
On that typewriter. The next morning, he brought him to the coach, and he said, "Coach, look what I did." Pretty soon, Bill was keeping the stats at every game. After that, he started having an article in the high school paper called Porter Tips. And at the end of the year, when the quarterbacks and the star basketball players got their letterman's jacket, there was Bill at that same banquet where they presented him with a jacket. You know that jacket hangs in his closet.
I bet it does.
This very day.
Wow.
And so know your limits and reach beyond them. You know, very real limitations, and he can still get that letterman's jacket. And then the limitations put upon us by others like, "Bill, you're unemployable."
Mm-hmm.
And we know what he did with that.
Yeah. You know, Shelley, folks, I'm going to encourage everybody who has a sales force, you got to make sure your team watches this movie. And everybody who has a sales force, you need to get the book, 10 Things I Learned from Bill Porter. And every time one of your salespeople come to you with a little pity party or a little whine or a little excuse because they didn't get something done, just say, "What would Bill do? What do you think Bill Porter would do in a situation like that? Do you think he'd be whining, or do you think he'd be hitching his britches up and going after it anyway?" And before we go any further, though, Shelley, you told me something off the air I want to share with the audience. Folks, You too can be a Bill Porter customer. You can buy some cinnamon or some vanilla extract. Of course, he'd want you to get the fan. He'd want to be, you know, be he'd want to, what is it? He says, "Can I be candid?" He'd want to be candid and want you to take the family size. But Shelley, tell us how we can be a customer of Bill Porter's and buy some Watkins products from him.
Well,
is he still in business, folks?
You bet. He sells over the phone to his original 800 customers, and over the phone because of an accident in 1997, but he gets around. I don't want anybody to be discouraged. He still gets around, just can't quite do the 10 miles. But everybody who's not in his original territory all across the country, go to BillPorter.com, and it'll bring up the Watkins connection and give you all kinds of information, the book, the
great
movie, and some cinnamon or vanilla.
Is that all we can buy, cinnamon or vanilla?
Oh, heavens no.
Oh, Bill, they got the whole product line there, huh?
Exactly. He'd be very candid with
folks,
you.
Folks, Watkins products, they got good products there. So go to BillPorter.com and buy some cinnamon or something from Bill Porter, and you can become part of this great inspirational story. Shelley, this is great. We got more to talk about. Will you come back again and talk to us some more about things you learned from Bill Porter?
I would love to. Thank you.
We'd love to have you back, and we're going to do that real soon. Shelley Brady, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, the book, the foreword in her book is by the actor William H. Macy, which, by the way, the movie was 6 Emmys. It won 6 Emmys, nominated for 12, won 6, including William Macy's portrayal of Bill Porter. Thanks, Shelley. See you next time.
Thanks so much.
Say hi to Bill for us.
I sure will.
Gotta go. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.